sing about Mary Tortoise.
I'm Stuart, I'm 41 years old, and I'm from St. Mary of the Angels Parish in Worthing in West Sussex. And what can I say about Mary? I can say so much about Mary in my life. I owe my faith to Mary. It started 8 years ago, and my wife took me to the New Dawn Conference in Walsingham, the shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham, where Mary appeared in this little place and made it a new Nazareth in our country. My wife took me there to a Catholic charismatic conference, and I was kind of lingering around on the periphery, not really wanting to be part of what was going on, looking at it through eyes which was sceptical. So I didn't have an open heart, but I was curious. I've always read the Bible, I've always read the scriptures, and I've always, even though I was distant from God and led very much a life of drink and drugs and of pride and vanity, I was always praying and reading the Bible, particularly before I went to bed. And I think through this, through the scripture, I was kind of hooked into the deeper reality. On Thursday of the week-long conference, there was a procession from the Slipper Chapel going down to the old ruined priory in Walsingham. And the rosary is said. And I wasn't even a Catholic at the time. I wasn't even a C of E, which was the religion that I was brought up in. And I found myself walking along, just feeling some kind of reason to want to be saying the rosary. These words that I didn't really understand in this prayer, that I didn't really know very well, but kind of following along with people around me, because it just felt right. It felt the place that I should be, and praising Mary in this way, with my eyes fixed on Jesus, was the place that I should be. And it was, I didn't have a moment whereabouts I was, you know, like a St. Paul moment, whereabouts I was cast down onto the ground, you know, with the light around me, and was blinded for a while. I was blind all of my life, to be true. I found that I had a slow burn, and it built up to a point, maybe 2 years or 3 years from this conference, whereabouts I just felt that I had to become a Catholic before I died, because if I died before this happened, I would have wasted my life. And I knew that this was Mary. It was that moment, that time whereabouts I came to see Mary as my universal, spiritual, heavenly mother that she is to each of us. And she looks upon me, even though I've come from this background of pride and of separation, of disdain for God, that she looked upon me and held me in her arms and embraced me and could see me for what I was in my very simple way, that there was a soul in there which wanted to be with her. And she could hold my hand and embrace me and lead me away from that life into the life that she knew that I could become, into this place whereabouts I am now. And it's just that embrace that Mary gave me was an embrace which was just right for me, in the simplicity that she is. And if you remember where she was, you know, where she came from, just a very simple young virgin chosen by God for Jesus to become human within her, for her to look after and to nurture and to breastfeed the young babe, to bring this young babe into the fullness of God with us in our lives. So this is what Mary means to me. And the way I want to end this contemplation on Mary is to look at the Magnificat, a Mary beyond all the world and all of the universe. You have been magnified from such a simple, pure, virginal being into being the queen of the universe, the queen of everything, the entirety of creation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on all ages will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age to those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm, dispersed the arrogant of mind and heart. He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, according to his promise to our fathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. So I implore you, let Mary hold you as she has me. Let her hold you and let her lead you, because she always leads you to her Son, the King, our dear Lord Jesus. Mary, my dear mother, I thank you. Amen.